Good evening.
I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's council meeting for the City Council of Mesa, February, I'll get this right some of these days, February 28th, 2011. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin this evening's meeting with an invocation by the Reverend Charles Guayab of the Queen of Peace Catholic Church, and he'll be followed by the Councilmember Chris Glover leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand for the invocation and the pledge.
Holy Spirit, from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interests, but for everyone, those of others. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would watch over and bless the deliberations of this council, that your Holy Spirit may guide them in wisdom, in charity, in justice, keep them united, help them to see your vision. We conclude with this prayer from St. Patrick's breastplate. May the strength of God guide me this day, and may his power preserve me. May the wisdom of God instruct me, the eye of God watch over me, the ear of God hear me, the word of God give sweetness to my speech, the hand of God defend me, and may I follow the way of God. Christ be with me, Christ before me, Christ be after me, Christ within me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ at my right hand, Christ at my left, Christ in the fort, Christ in the chariot, Christ in the ship, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of every man who speaks to me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. And Reverend, congratulations on the accomplishments of Queen of Peace and the fundraising effort. It's good news that the school will stay there, and we hope many, many years to come.
Thank you.
Before we move forward, I'd like to excuse Councilmember Dennis Kavanaugh, who's home ill this evening. We wish him a speedy recovery and excuse him from the meeting this evening. Next item on the agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. Consent agenda will be read in by Mr. Kevin Christopher. Mr. Christopher.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for St. Bridget Catholic Church, one-day religious event, Friday, March 25th, 2011, 2213 North Lindsay Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Friday, March 4th, 2011, 1 to 270 West Main Street. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Francis and Sons Food Mart, 1560 South Gilbert Road. Item 3D, act on recommendation for denial on liquor license for Brasco Waterhouse, 1440 South Country Club Drive, Suite 3. Item 3E, act on liquor license for MVB Most Valuable Bar and Grill, 1911 West Broadway Road, Suite 1. Item 3F, act on liquor license for Smokey's Bar and Grill, 1723 East Main Street, Suites 4 to 6. Item 4A, act on bingo license application for Alma Gardens Mobile Home Park, 530 South Alma School Road. Item 5A, act on contract for ADA bus shelter benches for Transit Division. Item 5B, act on contract for Lycofast mechanical couplings for Materials and Supply Warehouse. Item 5C, act on contract for natural gas meter set assemblies for Materials and Supply Warehouse. Item 5D, act on contract to purchase one replacement heavy-duty rear-loading refuse truck for Solid Waste Management Department. This is funded by the Fiscal Year 10-11 Replacement Fund. Item 5E, act to renew contract for replacement street sweeper brooms for Fleet Services Department. Item 5F, act on contract to purchase 16 replacement vehicles for police and transportation departments, funded by the Fiscal Year 10-11 Vehicle Replacement Fund, Homeland Security, and RICO. Item 5G, act on contract to purchase transmission, distribution line hardware, fittings, and switches for Energy Resources Department. Item 5H, act on contract for Lehigh Crossing Wastewater Lift Station and Offsite Wastewater Line. Funding is from the Fiscal Year 10-11 Wastewater Bond Program. Item 5I, act on contract for 81st Street Waterline Replacement. Funding is from the Fiscal Year 10-11 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 5J, act on contract for Country Club Drive Park and Ride Facility, 1830 South Country Club Drive. This project will be funded with American Recovery and Reinvestment Act stimulus funds. Item 5K, act on contract for Red Mountain Freeway Park and Ride Facility at Gilbert Road, 2831 North Gilbert Road. This project will be funded with American Recovery and Reinvestment Act stimulus funds. Item 5L, act on contract for Red Mountain Freeway Park and Ride Facility at Power Road, 3055 North Power Road. This project funded with American Recovery and Reinvestment Act stimulus funds. Item 5M, act on contract to install energy-efficient roofs at various locations. This project will be funded with the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act stimulus funds. Item 6A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an amendment to intergovernmental agreement with Maricopa County Department of Public Health to accept grant funding for childhood and H1N1 vaccinations. Item 6B, act on resolution approving an agreement to accept grant funds from FEMA to purchase thermal imaging equipment. Item 6C, act on resolution approving grant amendment agreement with FEMA for home safety inspection program and neighborhood door-to-door fire alarm installation. Item 6D, act on resolution vacating right-of-way for Velocity Way, South Taxiway Circle, and South Cargo Way at Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport. Item 6E, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport Authority for aircraft rescue and firefighting services. Item 6F, act on resolution vacating alley north of West Southern Avenue between South McDonald Street and South Grand Street. Item 6G, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Flood Control District of Maricopa County for drainage improvements near Hibbert and First Street. Item 6H, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Flood Control District of Maricopa County for drainage improvements within the Mesa Vista subdivision. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance adopting a new Title V, Chapter 12 of the Mesa City Code pertaining to massage establishment operations. Item 8A, act on ordinance regarding A10-04, annexing land at 112 West Iron Avenue. This is located east of Country Club Drive and south of the U.S. 60 Superstition Freeway. Item 8B, act on ordinance regarding Z10-35, 112 West Iron Avenue, to establish city zoning on recently annexed property. Item 8C, act on ordinance regarding Z11-01, 112 West Iron Avenue, for a rezone and site plan review to allow for expansion of an existing heavy equipment facility. Item 8D, act on ordinance regarding Z11-02, 740 West Broadway Road, west of Country Club Drive, council use permit to allow for expansion of existing recycling center. And item 8E, act on ordinance amending Title 8, Chapter 6 of the Mesa City Code to update public nuisance, property maintenance, and neighborhood preservation code. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? I have one request from the public to remove item 5H from the consent agenda. Ms. Crocker, do I have any other requests from the public?
No other requests, Mayor.
Okay, item 5H will then be removed and handled separately. Okay, I have a motion to approve the consent agenda by Vice Mayor Summers, a second from Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative, with Councilmember Kavanaugh absent. The motion carries. The next item on the agenda is item 5H, Lehigh Crossing Water Wastewater Lift Station Offsite Wastewater Line City Project. This project will construct a wastewater lift station with odor control facilities and installation of approximately 1,800 feet of 8-inch wastewater force main and 9,350 feet of 15-inch gravity wastewater line. Contract recommended by staff to be awarded the low bidder in the amount of $1,837,000 plus allowance total of $2,021,619.56, and it's funded by wastewater bond programs. We have one request to speak on this, Mr. Richard Tracy. Mr. Tracy, sir. And, sir, I know you know the...
Thank you, Mayor.
Your deal.
And you Council.
If you'd repeat for the record your address, and you have 3 minutes, sir.
2238 South Cottonwood Street in Mesa. I was happy to move there about 11 or 12 years ago. I got a house that was excellent in a lovely area to live in, close to a plaza, for $100,000 less than it would have cost me in Scottsdale. I was on the border of Chandler and Tempe and a freeway. It was ideal, except a decision was made that we would abandon the Fiesta Mall area, which had been an engine driving this city economically for years, as Superstition Springs was. Right from the start, I learned that if you did things right, paid your 30-year mortgage, paid your Social Security, you'd be all right when you reached 70 or 80 years of age, which some of us have been fortunate to do. But when home values, like in Mesa, are decreased almost two-thirds, my house has lost twice the value that it should have lost in a good economy. I have here a notice regarding auctions. Another 400 homes are going up for auction. This particular project that I'm objecting to, in any other city, they would be fighting to prevent houses from being built on a river plain. We're going to be ensuring that there's never going to be a tragedy. We don't need 850 more homes in Mesa unless you want to go down Mesa Drive and replace better than 800 homes that should have been replaced. Let's progress and make this a city. It's a glob. There are, I would say, close to 100 buildings in the Fiesta Mall area that are empty, that are good buildings that are probably less than 25 years old. I want to see Gateway advance. It'll be remembered, I worked 3 years to get the name changed to try to make it a national, an international airport, rather than just Williams Field. I submitted a lot of propaganda to you, which I hope you will read and understand. When they say it costs money to bring transportation to areas such as Fountain Hills, these are things that normal cities don't have to do. When I lived in Ohio, we had plenty of vacant land around us, but if somebody wanted to develop it, they paid the bill. The city did not go and finance a $2 million project on the backs of the homeowners for something like this. I appreciate your listening. I've been here before, usually in the face of progress. I've urged things like the Cardinal Stadium, Riverview. I'm not against progress, but I am against waste. And I see so many things here that I cannot say is just normal waste. It's corruption. And we want to prevent that. Let's build a city that we can be proud of. And putting a project 5 miles away in a river bottom, which is great for agriculture, and that's where it was before, and that's where it should go. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Tracy. Appreciate that. Appreciate your comments. Any questions from council? I'll entertain a motion. I have a motion to approve by Councilmember Richens. I have a second from Councilmember Glover. Any questions or comments? Just one comment that I'd like to make, Mr. Tracy. You know, Mr. Tracy, you raised some interesting points. And you know, in the past we haven't done things perfect. This particular expenditure is on a project that was approved long before this council took office. And you know, we may have different opinions, but it was approved, and it was there was a legal right established when it was approved. You know, it was interesting. We had a discussion with some people on the impact or how impact fees affect us. Impact fees pay for growth. That's the good thing. The bad thing is that once you have those impact fees, you allow growth. And sometimes that growth cannot be dictated in certain areas in certain ways because you've established a system, and that's what the state has chosen to establish, is to finance their growth through impact fees. But the price that they gave up was to have certain controls over where they could dictate growth to. And that's just a fact, and that's one that isn't talked about a whole lot, and one of the reasons why we have the kind of growth that we have. This expenditure will be covered, more than covered, by impact fees. Growth will, in essence, pay for itself. We can debate all day long whether that's good or bad, and I think this council has shown that it's taken a much, tried to take a I don't want to say a different approach, but it's an approach that's more in line with an idea and a plan, especially in the Gateway area, where we're trying to create areas that do mold together and that do not create the kind of add-on subdivisions that we've had. We tried, and we're going to do the best we can to create a city that I think we all can be proud of, and we have a long way to go, but we're working on that. So we have the motion and the second. Any other discussion, questions? Councilman Richens. Oh, here, I'm sorry. Nope, you're on.
All right. To me, if there's any place for the city to grow, this is one of the more appropriate places for the city to grow. It's not very far out of town. It's along a major freeway. It's got great access to transportation. It's a great area for a new neighborhood, really. I mean, I'm the last person to advocate for sprawl. I think we should grow smart. I think this is a smart place for Mesa to grow. So that's why I'm supporting the motion.
Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative with Councilmember Kavanaugh absent. Next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. We have two requests to speak this evening. The first one is Karen Frias-Long. Ms. Frias-Long. Since this is not on the agenda and a citizen present, we'll have to listen, but there's not a whole lot we can respond to. But you have 3 minutes, and if you would once again restate your name and address for the record.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, my name is Karen Frias-Long, and I reside at 2528 East Leonora Street in Mesa. I am a member of the Mesa Prevention Alliance. The Mesa Prevention Alliance is dedicated to reducing underage drinking in Mesa, and for making our community safer. We have here gathered 170 petitions. We found out about the ordinance in December, late December, and since then we have been actively gathering petitions, signatures, and we also have some letters from the community, business leaders, and some of our youth. Now, our peer leaders, which I have some of them here with me, and the Mesa Guardian Angels, who are members of the Mesa Prevention Alliance, went out and did an environmental scan of the Broadway corridor. And as you can see here with one of the pictures, these are photos taken of windows. Now, this poses a risk not only for our community, but for our law enforcement, because they cannot see in or out. It has a high number of beer runs that are created, which is theft of beer, because there is no visibility. And this is the type of, in the ordinance, that we're trying to make safer. We all have children who go to the convenience store. We all get gas. So we feel this is a very important issue for you to pass. So we are in favor of this ordinance. We'll show you the picture. As you can see, absolutely no visibility whatsoever. Okay, I thank you.
Thank you so very much, and thanks for the pictures. Appreciate that. The next person on the request to speak is Viancy Lopez. I'm sorry, is it Vianci or Vianney?
V&A.
V&A. Well, well, I wasn't even close, was I? Ms. Lopez, please state your address. And now that we got your name straight, okay. And once again, you have 3 minutes.
Okay, the address is 466 South Bellevue, Mesa, Arizona, 85204. Okay, good evening, everybody. My name is V&A Lopez, and I am a peer leader, part of the Mesa Prevention Alliance here in Mesa. And I feel that the ordinance that Karen just presented, I feel that it will help us be safer, not only as any other people, but also the youth, because most of the problems are, I wouldn't say it's like the youth's problem, but the beer runs, that is a big problem. The youth are involved, and I would like to see a stop to that. I'm a youth, I'm concerned about my community, and other peer leaders here, we are also concerned. We would like this to stop because we don't feel as safe and we want our community to change. There are also other people who we've talked to who signed the petition and they have added some comments and they also don't feel safe. They support it and they would like to see a change in that. Thank you. That's it.
V&A, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
A little bit scary, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
You did a great job.
Yeah, you're
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. Thanks so much. And thanks for coming. Okay. We have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, a second from Councilmember Finter. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you very much.